Well, let's look at chapter 6, and let's finish out these seven judgments that are the seal judgments, the first set of seven judgments at the beginning of the tribulation period in the first 3.5 years, and then we'll go to the conclusion of the 3.5 years and a battle in the heavenlies. In chapter 6, we now continue to look at these sealed judgments. Verse 3, "And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, Come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given unto him that sat thereupon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword." This man on the red horse, the second beast that comes forward, the second sealed judgment, will be the judgment of war. There's going to be an alignment of nations that will come against the Jewish state early on in the tribulation period. Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 45, gives us some of those nations. It talks about the king of the north in Daniel 11, verse 40, and the king of the south. Now, early on in chapter 11, the king of the north would be Syria, the king of the south would be Egypt, and then it says that they are going to join forces with additional nations that come to try to destroy the Jewish state. Over in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38, in verse 2, it says, "Gog in the land of Magog." Gog is indeed the person, Magog the place. And Meshech and Tubal, then in verse 6, it says Gomer and Togarma. In verse 5, it says Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya. Let me give you the hermeneutical principle as it relates to biblical geography. Who was the author writing about when he wrote the book? In other words, who was Ezekiel writing about when he wrote the book of Ezekiel 2,500 years ago? Who was Magog at that time? You can look at any ancient biblical map and determined that Magog was that piece of real estate north of the Caspian and Black Sea, which would be modern-day Russia. Now, I don't have a lot of time to develop on this particular study all about this. You can go to some of my other studies where we dig deeper into the subject. The book of Ezekiel, for example, when we study it, we'll go deeper into this thought. But when we think about this Gog in the land of Magog, this leader who will lead Russia and a coalition of nations, Meshech and Tubal, it says in verse 2, Gomer and Togarma. On a recent trip to Turkey, when we were there to do some television, we were going to the seven churches of Asia Minor, talked about in the book of Revelation, chapters 2 and 3, picked up an ancient Turkish map. And I want you to know this, in biblical times, Meshech, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma are the four divisions of what we know as modern-day Turkey. Then we go to verse 5 of chapter 38 of the book of Ezekiel. It mentions Persia. Well, that, until 1936, is what they called three states that are known today as Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran. It mentions Ethiopia, or Kush, maybe in your Bible translation. Well, that would be Ethiopia, Somalia, and Sudan. And then it mentions Libya, are put, well, that would be Libya, Colonel Gaddafi's Libya. In Psalm 83, it also mentions the Ishmaelites, that would be Saudi Arabia, and Tyre there in chapter 83, that would be Lebanon. And so we're talking about nations that are forming coalitions. Let's think through that list again. Syria and Egypt, along with Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Turkey, Ethiopia, Somalia, Sudan, Libya. It's talking about Saudi Arabia and Lebanon. Those are the major players that you read about, and this will be the next judgment after the appearance of the Antichrist, chapter 6, book of Revelation, the man on the red horse. In chapter 6, verse 5, it talks about the next seal. "And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, Come and see. And behold, I beheld a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, A measure of wheat for a penny, three measures of barley for a penny. See thou hurt not the oil of the wine." This is talking about famine. This is talking about people starving to death. It would take a day's wages, a measure of wheat for a penny. measure of wheat will be enough wheat to make bread for a family of four. A penny will be a day's wages. We talk about, indeed, three measures of barley. That would be enough to feed your animals. So famine will be running rampant. And, of course, when men lay down their plows to pick up their swords to fight, and that's the second sealed judgment, and then the farmers do not produce, and famine will follow. Verse 7 talks about the fourth seal judgment, and when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see," and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him, and power was given unto him over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth. One-fourth of the entire population of this earth will be killed when this fourth seal judgment is released. One out of every four. At our present population of 6 billion people on this earth, that's 1.5 billion people that will die when this judgment is released. The fifth seal is found in chapter 6 and verse 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Now listen, during this tribulation period, I've just told you, two witnesses will preach, 144,000 male virgin Jews will travel across the world, giving the gospel of the kingdom to everyone to hear and have opportunity to receive or reject. And so there will be a number that do turn to Jesus Christ. We saw that in chapter 7 and verse 9 of Revelation. What this is indicating that these who become believers, they're not Christians, because Christians, remember, go at the rapture of the church. They will be believing Jews or believing Gentiles, and they will become martyrs for the testimony that they have. That is the fifth seal judgment. Seal judgment number 6 is verse 12 of chapter 6. And I beheld, and when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Well, this is talking about many different signs in the heavenlies. The sun starts to go out. The moon starts to turn to a color known as blood. Well, that is the truth, of course. Remember, the moon reflects the sun's light, and when the sun loses its light, what happens? Have you ever seen at the time of sunset how when the moon has popped up and it looks almost red in color, and the clouds around it look the same? It's an amazing, beautiful scene to see, but that is depicting what is going to be happening. And earthquakes in diverse places. We're talking about those events that are going to unfold at the beginning of the tribulation period. And there's a very interesting connection to Matthew chapter 24 when he talks about in the Olivet Discourse, starting in verse 4 of Matthew 24, how there will be signs of deception. That would be the Antichrist. And then wars and rumors of wars. That would be the second sealed judgment and the battles that will begin with this man on the red horse. And it talks about famine. Well, that would be the third sealed judgment. And of course, pestilence, that is death, and that's going to take place with one-fourth of the earth's population being destroyed. And then it talks about earthquakes in divers places. Well, that's seal number 6. When you read the book of Matthew, chapter 24, the record of the Olivet Discourse, and you look at verses 32 to 34, where it talks about those that see these things happening, you understand that the return of Jesus Christ is close at hand. You can understand that as we see these things beginning to move into place, these events that will happen at the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period, we're quickly moving towards that time when Jesus Christ will come back. Chapter 8, verse 1, gives us the last of the seven seal judgments. Verse 1, chapter 8. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about the space of 30 minutes. Now, what that is talking about, this is symbolic literature, apocalyptic literature. It's talking about a period of silence in heaven. I believe the Bible teaches, according to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, that we will be able to watch from heaven what is going on the earth. I understand we'll have many loved ones, many friends, many family members here on the earth going through this time of judgment. We will not be so burdened with what we see that we'll not be able to stand it while we're in the heavens. The Bible doesn't say that the tears are going to be wiped away at the rapture of the church. In fact, it does not even say that at the Battle of Armageddon those tears will be wiped away, nor during the 1,000-year millennial kingdom, or even at the great white throne judgment will the tears be wiped away. It's in the time of eternity future, with the new heavens and the new earth and the new Jerusalem, that all tears are wiped away. So there will be some sorrow, but it will be a controllable sorrow as we look upon all of these going through the judgment who have meant so much to us over the many years. The seven sealed judgments, and by the way, the seven trumpet judgments are going to unfold in chapter 8. These seven trumpet judgments come out of the seventh seal judgment, as is the case with the seven vial judgments coming out of trumpet judgment number 7.